Nolte, Far Left Atlantic projected to lose $10 million this year. By John Nolte on July 14, 2021. The Atlantic lost more than $20 million last year and was on track to lose another $10 million this year, the far-left NBC News reported. Subscription growth, which had skyrocketed in 2020 thanks to the COVID-19 pandemic and the presidential election, had come back down to earth. For the first time, the number of subscribers had plateaued and started to slightly decline, NBC said. Although the propaganda outlet has been around for 164 years, Thompson says it might turn a small profit in 2022. "We are on a path to profitability, or sustainability," says Thompson. "Our losses have narrowed every year. We're vastly ahead of where we thought we would be." How does the fake news outlet see profitability as a possibility now that Trump is out of office and the coronavirus has, hopefully, run its course? Apparently, the math works like this. To publish its lies, The Atlantic requires $50 million a year in subscription dollars, or around a dollar per lie. Right now, new subscribers are coming in at about a quarter of the rate they did last year, an average of 10,000 a month. What's fascinating about this report is that it originally came from NBC News, which is part of NBC Universal, which is in direct competition with Disney ABC. And The Atlantic is owned by Lauren Powell Jobs, the widow of Steve Jobs, whose money comes from Apple and Disney. How about that? In his New York Times bestseller, Breaking the News, Exposing the Establishment Media's Hidden Deals and Secret Corruption, Breitbart News editor-in-chief Alex Marlowe did a deep dive into Jobs and The Atlantic, especially the maze of funding. Last month, he laid out what he discovered to conservative talk show host Mark Levin. Jobs also owns most of Axios, but she also funds the activist press, the press that essentially tries to launder Democrat propaganda, left-wing propaganda, through local news outlets. And of course, she's very tight with Democrat politicians. Lauren Powell Jobs is said to have a tight, close personal relationship with Kamala Harris. And of course, she's networked with the biggest companies in the world. She gets her money from Apple and Disney. This person has done this and been named the most mysterious mega-giver in the world. The reason why Lauren Powell Jobs gets away with it, in my opinion, is that she employs so many journalists, Marlowe determined. That's the trick. If you're in the media, you're either currently her employee, or maybe one day you will be soon. This is a blockbuster, in my opinion, and I hope everyone checks out the book and takes a look at the rest. It's astonishing to me that 10,000 Americans a month are paying for the pleasure of being lied to by The Atlantic. If you recall, these are the liars who lied, right before the 2020 election, about then-President Trump denigrating American servicemen as losers. The Atlantic has actually told its gullible readers that fetal heartbeats are imaginary. At least 25 times, The Atlantic used one source, only one, a single source, to justify publishing smears about the Trump family, which means anyone can say anything negative about Trump and his family, and that's good enough confirmation for The Atlantic. The good news, I guess, is that The Atlantic is so awful it cannot sustain itself and requires a sugar mama such as Jobs, who earned her money by marrying it.